This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We were the first station to ever play Benson Boone's music. Little pat on the back for us. Janie knows. And now, Beautiful Things, one of the biggest songs in the world. To get excited for the big sold-out show at the Masonic next month, we were giving tickets for that away last week. We have a billboard that's up at the Bay Bridge all this week. So if you're heading to the metering lights, you're stuck there, you're waiting, look over to your left. It's on one of those rotating digital billboards.
Mm.
So you got to be looking. Mm. But it's just so fun to see him and see Alice up there. Mm-hmm. So there you go. It reads Alice at 97.3 plus Benson Boone equals Beautiful Things. Alice has your chance for 3-day Outside Lands passes all this week. Your first chance is coming up today at 7:05. Less than an hour from now, you got a chance at this. We're going to do it again with V-Hale at 11:05, and Jane's got them for you at 4:05 all the rest of the week. Oh, and at 5:05. Oh, geez, Jane's got two sets. Geez. 7:05, 11:05, 4:05, and 5:05. Keywords. It's one of those ones where you'll text us the keyword to 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of 3-day festival passes to Outside Lands August 9th through 11th. At Golden Gate Park, the lineups were announced yesterday. So, Tyler, the Creator, The Killers, Sturgill Simpson, The Postal Service, Grace Jones. I mean, it's one of those things that they just squeeze all the words together, all the names.
I saw a bunch of bands on that list I want to see.
Renee Rapp's going to be there. Teddy Swims is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Corinne Bailey-Ray. Girl, put your records on. This is the only song I know by her, though.
Maybe your favorite.
And check this out.
You know more than that.
A country song, a country set.
Oh yeah.
By Post Malone. Post Malone's gonna play.
That dude is way more talented than I ever understood.
Initially gave him credit mm-hmm. for, right? I was like, oh, another a guy who wrote all over his face. How talented can he be, dummy? Well, it turns out.
Commitment, Holmes.
Yeah. He was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write all over my face so I can't get a bank job, so I have to become a rock star. And he did it.
Real estate is on the bill. I love them. Who else did I see that I was like, I got to be out there. I got to be in the audience.
Well, you love that show anyway. I feel like, have you even missed one?
I think I have. We've had kids. Oh Amel and the Sniffers.
Oh, that's so funny. What a funny name.
Do you know them?
I don't, but I read the list and I noticed them because I think that's just a hilarious name.
Bryn, can you play 1 second of, what is it called? Something Angels.
Wow. Something Angels by Amel.
And the Sniffers.
Y-L and the Sniffers.
This is... Like, as soon as I played it for Christina, she goes, well, that's in my running playlist.
Oh.
Immediately was like, that's...
Must be, I like it.
Guided by Angels?
That's it!
All right.
Here we go.
Let me see if I can jump ahead a little bit.
My angels, but they're heavenly. They're on my body, and
There's one word coming up that you can't.
You don't want that.
But those guys are always great. Actually, you can't tell what it is, or I couldn't. And then my kid goes, why do they keep saying F? And I'm like, that's not what she's saying. And then I went, oh, that's what she's saying.
Oh, when someone tells you, it becomes obvious. You know what? Do we have this up at the Serenity Facebook page, or is this on the Alice 973? It must be on the Alice 973 Instagram. It must be. So there's artwork that shows every single band that's playing. And there's all kinds of stuff happening at Outside Land. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a fun weekend. It's a lost weekend. And it's happening August 9th through the 11th. And we have tickets. So there you go.
Nice. It's definitely on the Alice story. I'll put it up on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the graphic. Facebook it's such page. A good, yeah, yeah. It's just a good rundown. So 7:05, we'll have your shot at a pair of 3-day passes. You want these.
I'll set my alarm.
Okay. You can't win them. Just make sure you know that. Taylor Swift has a big hit song called Shake It Up, Shake It Up, Oh, Oh, Oh. She is incapable of doing that, though. It's nice when people, you know, you're trying to teach yourself to be to improve yourself. I'm going to just shake things off, roll off my back like water off a duck. For someone who wrote a song that was a major hit called Shake It Off, Taylor Swift is notoriously unable to do that for anything. They say here in the story, why aren't more people talking about that? Okay. Kim Kardashian is like, listen, you need to shake it off.
Kim's actually saying that?
Well, I'm attributing the shake it off to her, but she's basically, you know, there's a song about her on Taylor's new record.
Right.
And so she's said, she's like, listen, I'm over it. And you should also be over it.
Well,
it's a decade after they last locked horns.
We've talked about this, though, and I feel there are people that do this. They're in battles, and that's what fuels their.
Yes.
Even their our artistry. Boss here at the radio station is like, well, that's it. We're at war.
And yeah, we're
like,
on the war path.
What?
Well, whatever motivates
you. We're doing a radio show. What are you talking about? Nope, that's it. We're killing people. All right.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's like one of those things where you go, okay, but that's what gets the guy's juices flowing. That's what gets her juices flowing.
Clearly.
I do think, and this is, it's a weird thing for me to say out loud, especially into a microphone because of my own behavior, certainly. But she's not a great role model for young ladies. Like this whole shake it off, good role model. Holding on to things for years and grinding on them nonstop. It's not the greatest thing that you would want your
she says
young,
one thing and completely does another.
You know, easily influenced daughter to be like, oh, that's how you do it.
Right.
You just hold on to the hate.
Well, and it's interesting too because she has these diehard, I'm talking about Taylor, Kim does as well, I'm sure. But Taylor's got these diehard fans who feel that they need to go to battle for her.
Right.
When she's upset about the one she says, and they read every lyric, they know what she's mad about, and they fester with that as well. You know, they fester on her behalf. And so when Taylor writes a song that is clearly about Kim Kardashian all these years later, they're all over Kim Kardashian's comments and have a million things to say. And some of them just went, I'm not going to follow that person anymore, which is really kind of the way to do it.
Right. Tap out.
Right, but you're right. Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
You know, the lady that wrote in, this was months ago, and, you know, even some of the texters were like, tell that Karen to calm down. Mm-hmm. But she wrote in and said, you let your kid go into Target alone, and you're taking her to Olivia Rodrigo? You're a terrible dad. And I was like, Jesus. But the truth is, part of the reason I didn't fight, like, look, the last thing I want is anything bad to happen to my daughter, for sure. So I'm not trying to play with fire. Was hoping to build a little independence. That said, I also have listened to Olivia Rodrigo, and yeah, she's no role model.
No.
She's always whining about boys in every song.
Right, and potty mouth.
Well, you know what? I think the language is just her trying to break that Disney thing, but the lyrical content of her songs is, I'm trying to impress boys, and then they dump me. I did this for you, and this is what you do to me in every song.
In every song.
So it's not.
Or I'm going to make a really bad choice coming up here in just a second. And I'm going to rationalize it by saying, who cares? Although I do care deeply. Also, it'll be fine.
So I do get that while you'd hope there's some role model behavior there, and certainly, look, they're both successful.
Yeah, sure.
So there is that. Success is something to be looked at and hopefully duplicated in your own way.
Yes. So Kim says that she doesn't get why Taylor's harping on it. It's been literally a decade. Now, I don't think she was talking about this on Kimmel. Were you?
No, she wasn't. She just verified one thing on Kimmel about the jewelry.
Yeah, this is a. I don't know if they're just desperate for things to talk about with her, because really, she. I mean, I guess it's all beauty stuff with her, right? Wow, she looks.
Is it true you blow dry your jewelry before you put it on?
Very true.
Why do you do that?
Because it's cold.
Because I hate being freezing, and when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
Really?
And then to put it on. Yeah.
How much jewelry?
That's pretty much it.
When putting on clothes.
Yes.
Involves that much effort.
It's all she does all day.
Right. That's what.
You know what she is? She's a little girl who never had to grow up. You know how your daughter's going to do like 15 costume changes a day?
Yes, I live that daily.
She's made a career out of that. That's what she does all day, every day. And so she's right there with a little heater to heat up her jewelry, her little blow dryer.
Maybe not a billionaire, but whatever that bank balance is pretty damn good.
Is she a billionaire?
I
thought she wasn't. I thought Kylie was the only billionaire.
Whatever. She's close.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Kardashians. Sure.
She might easily be. I mean, who the hell knows? She owns Skims
is huge. Yeah.
And that's everywhere. And that's everything now. Like, they got guys' Skims. They got swimsuit Skims. Skim suits, I think they're called.
As of October of 23, they say she was the wealthiest member of her family, worth $1.7
billion. Yeah, she's just rolling in it. Good for her. That's wonderful.
And busy with blow drying the zippers on her jackets.
If she's got time for that, she's winning.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I bet she's not even blow drying them. Somebody's doing that for her.
Absolutely. She doesn't even know how to work a blow dryer, please.
Or so, she's driving into the studio that day and goes, I got this great idea for a bit. Yeah, and that's the bit.
Exactly. Why don't you just ask me to say yes or no? Is this a real thing? And it is. You know, I was thinking about how I love to put on clothes right fresh out of the dryer.
You do?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be folding. Instead of folding, I just pull a pair of sweatpants on, pull a sweatshirt over my... And then I'm instantly overheated.
Oh. But do you start in your underwear? Is that why you put them on? Or do you take off your pants?
Folding in your underwear?
Yeah, sometimes. But mostly I'll just like have a pair of shorts on or something. Or it'll be chilly. Or I'll be like, well, I'll pull on that sweatshirt. But so have you ever been burned by a zipper right out of the dryer?
Like,
Oh, my God. I've had that happen too. I don't want it to be that hot.
I've felt that when you grab the whole load.
Oh yeah,
you're trying to over grab, and then you go something is slicing my arm off.
Yeah,
and it's the hot zipper.
Oh, right, or a hot button, or a hot rivet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jeans will get you, but sweatpants are pretty safe. But then I immediately, that one I'm folding clothes in hot clothes, and I'm starts.
You guys,
yes.
707 says,
yeah.
Taylor had a major mental breakdown from what Kim put her through. This song is part of her mental healing. That is it. There's no shame in that.
No question in that. Okay, but what we're saying is this is a lady who has a song called Shake It Off. And it actually, yes, she had trouble with this. We all have our struggles. But there does come a time when you got to just say, I'm looking forward, I'm moving on. Like, I don't think it's even healthy to encourage her to stay in that.
With all her success, I absolutely believe being above it would be the move.
That
and
is the
look.
Right.
Absolutely. And if you ever want to know how to really, and whether you're a man or a woman, doesn't matter. And whether you're gay or straight, it doesn't matter. Being above that breakup, and moving on down the road and not constantly watching in the rear. That's the revenge you want.
Yeah. I actually don't want her to give up on the breakup stuff, though, because that is where all her good songs come from.
I understand what you're saying, and her art is fueled by her, you know,
but then once
drama.
You got the song out, let it go, right? Like, do we
but
keep
damn,
after?
Man.
I mean, poor Jake Gyllenhaal. He's just constantly reminded.
Poor Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's just being human, though. I mean, how many times have we heard somebody here say, you know, zero Fs about this or that, and we freak out when something happens and goes wrong?
Well, you probably heard that a lot. That's why. Isn't that my thing?
That's you are zero.
Well, I try to give zero apps. I'm trying.
Give many.
And it's really hard to shake it off. Especially if it just keeps. It's one thing if you can't shake something off and it's 10 years in the past and hasn't happened all the time. You know, it's hard to give zero apps. That's how I almost said it.
Yeah. Well done.
I try to be the zero apps girl. All right.
Shake it off, sir.
I want to move on to Kim Kardashian's ex, Kanye. His new business venture. You know, last I heard, he's a pretty serious man of God. He was doing those Sunday services. Nobody's talking about him in a while.
That's not the last you heard.
I know. So I think the holy era is completely over. His rep told TMZ he's launching a porn studio. He even has a name for it.
Wait.
It's called Yeezy Porn. He's working with a guy named Mike Maz, who is a veteran in the porn business, a producer, a casting director, and an art director. And he also happens to be the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels. Yeezy Porn, it's looking like it's going to launch early this summer. This is funny. Of all the sites that are reporting on Yeezy Porn, Consequence.net has the best headline, and here it is. Supposed born-again Christian launches porn career, presumably because he can't sell his $57 million mansion he inexplicably gutted like a dumbass, and also because he's a Nazi sympathizer and lost all his brand deals.
That's the headline?
Solid headline. Porn. It's where you go when you need money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, we're on.
It's okay.
Well, it's not okay. You say stuff we're not supposed
okay.
to say.
Yeah. It's just a little crackly, that song, to me. I'm not sure.
I think it's in the song.
Oh, I see. All these years, I never know, or however long, never noticed it.
Years.
Years?
Feels like years. Low, 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 low. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Get ready for Tay in the UK. Here's how you get ready for it. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. It's so easy. Get the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. Sign in and listen for a minimum of 60 minutes a day, and you get a daily entry. It's the thing you were going to do anyway, listening to Alice at 97.3. You get a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th, four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, everything Tay in the UK at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Spring is bursting at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. See vibrant blooms alongside their animal residents while you discover the importance of conservation.
That was great.
Every day is Earth Day when you connect with nature. I believe that.
Yeah.
Way to go, SF Zoo. And also, pandas coming soon.
How
Can't
exciting.
Wait. Visit sfzoo.org for more. That's sfzoo.org for more. All right. Here's what's happening. So we will talk about this with our guy, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, a little later. But the big news, is TikTok going to be banned?
Bryn, how are you going to fall asleep anymore?
To YouTube. But I don't know what I'm going to do for my entertainment because that is usually TikTok.
Well, people will just go back to Instagram.
Yeah, I guess so. It's not nearly as good as the algorithm is as a... I don't know, personalized for some reason. I'm not sure what it is.
It's pretty.
How they do it.
Anything I click on, I get a million of those on Instagram. So I feel like it's over-personalized, really.
Right.
You haven't tried TikTok, though, have you?
TikTok might be banned, and we'll talk more. No.
I won't miss it either. I honestly.
You won't miss what you never tried. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I know. The thing is, I have tried it. I've clicked on the things, and honestly, I feel like, oh my God, I just wasted an hour. I got to stop this.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll get into that with our guy, Scott Budman, but they did sign it's done. It's headed to President Biden now for a signature, and he's already said, I'm going to sign that.
All right.
So. They have. I'll wait.
Well, he'll explain the whole thing to us. He's got thoughts, I'm sure.
Spilling all the beans. What am I doing?
I don't know.
This story broke. It's you know, I know that there are people who deal with this in Silicon Valley. I know we deal with this in radio.
Oh.
I also know that my agent has told me years ago, non-competes cannot be enforced in California.
It's a right to work state.
There's absolutely no reason to have it in a contract. They can put it in there, you can sign it, and it's unenforceable.
Right. I've heard that.
But the United States has banned non-compete agreements for nearly all jobs now, which means that now, again, apparently in California, it's not been a problem, but maybe some of these big tech companies, if you cross them... And they to the other companies, then now you're the person who crossed somebody. I don't know how that works, but.
Well, I think for them, it's about taking something you worked on, your self-driving car programming, over to the competition self-driving car.
The Federal Trade Commission narrowly voted Tuesday to ban nearly all non-competes, employment agreements that typically prevent workers from joining competing businesses or launching ones of their own. So that's good news.
It is.
Yeah, I believe my agent calls it. California's a right to work state.
Right.
That's the phrase.
They can't keep you from going to work.
Right.
And to me, that's a relief. You want to be able to work.
Right. In the field that you work in.
Right. This next story is barely a story, but I do feel like it's important to mention because I noticed it the other day and went, it's prom season. Who knew?
Oh, my God. That's right. You know what's crazy? It's already, it's not May, but it's May.
So it snuck up on me. I didn't go to prom when I was a kid, so it's really not my thing. But I do know a lot of families are dealing with this. We're driving back. What was that? Saturday night? We're driving away from a restaurant, headed to go walk on the beach. And we pass this one spot in Santa Cruz where there's a line of 100 kids all dressed in ball gowns and... you know, suits or whatever.
Oh.
And I was like, what is... Oh, prom. Okay.
Prom
is on.
Your girls are... I mean, I know she's only 10, but that... Boy, those... It just goes so fast. It goes so fast. I cannot believe I have kids in their mid-20s.
A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes.
Oh.
She's only in the fifth grade, but decided to do it after she found out a girl she knew couldn't afford a dress. A seamstress volunteered and did free alterations. Chloe Britt.
That's lovely.
Kick-ass.
It really is true. You buy these dresses, you get shoes dyed to match them. It's like bridesmaids' dresses. You know, you're never wearing that again. And the bride always says, you'll be able to wear it. It's gorgeous. You get shortened. You'll be able to wear it again. Like, will I? I mean, people have that dress in their closet, and you paid a lot of money for it. So it's like to be able to donate it to something like that, I think that's lovely. I think that's great. But a little fifth grader, that's amazing.
Chloe Britt, way to go. Girl Scout in Pennsylvania.
I love it.
It should be done here. Someone duplicate that. Copy Chloe Britt and call it your bit. Organized a prom dress giveaway. Collected 150 of them. And there it is. You just said it. There's probably people out there going, man, this thing.
I'm never going to wear it again. I can't even fit into it. I've had it for 10 years.
Yeah, that's the... Oof. For some reason, we grow and grow. Even if we're not growing, we're growing and growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you start shrinking at some point, right? Don't you start getting...
My mom says she is.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't noticed. Hmm. So I don't know what she's talking about, but she says she is. Does your mom say she is?
No, and my mom doesn't. But my grandmother did shrink. My grandmother, like, you know, I don't know. Is it because we hunch over and we're all like, argh?
Might be. This was a weird one, and I don't know. Fisker.
Yes.
Fisker.
Okay.
What about them?
Well, I know they make scissors.
Right, that's not the company.
Okay.
Fisker.
Is it the automobile company?
It is. Wow. You know of them.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
California car maker Fisker, once worth $2.9 billion, warns of looming bankruptcy.
What kinds of cars do they make? What do you mean, Fisker?
Fisker is a California... That's what I'm saying, though. If you're worth $2.9 billion and you're here in California, shouldn't we know who you are?
Yeah, shouldn't you advertise?
I asked Sarah Fisker, and she went... Scissors? Scissors?
Yeah, Fisker scissors.
Okay.
Like a thing.
A California-based electric vehicle designer that hoped to compete with Tesla is teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. That does not necessarily mean they're going out of business, but it's not a great report to find out that you're...
No.
Now,
what kinds of cars do they make?
They make electric vehicles, which is the real... I get what happened to them, and it's probably going to happen to more. We're in that transition phase, and where there's unknown, people are less likely to spend their hard-earned money on something they don't necessarily feel trust.
We want to know
trusting of
you're going to support us when things inevitably go wrong with our car.
And it's not even just that. Add to that the power outages we deal with in California, which certainly is part of my hesitation in going electric, and you find yourself, these car makers are like, we're going to be at the forefront of this new wave. And then they go, we've blown through all the money.
Yeah, we're bankrupt now.
There aren't enough people rushing out to switch over to electric to make that work. Tesla's done it right. And even Tesla, my next story, didn't mean to be, but then I went and found it. Tesla's laying off more than 3,300 California workers, mostly in the Bay Area.
Oh, no.
Now, that doesn't mean they're not doing well. We've seen every other
car. They're everywhere.
They've taken over the role of a Prius on the freeways. There's every car you look at, every third. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a Tesla.
Oh, another one. And another one.
Now,
and another one.
I believe, didn't Elon take most of the company to Texas with him?
I truly don't know how his businesses are structured.
But these layoffs are going to affect a bunch of our friends here in California. So if you know someone that works at Tesla, the cuts are going to hit its Fremont locations hardest, with 2,267 layoffs across a dozen job sites. Mm. 1,400 of them are tied to the massive Fremont Boulevard location. So there's that.
Oh.
And then there's another place, 515 jobs lost in Lathrop, which is the Central Valley. So anyway, this balancing act of us crossing over from the cars we've all known and loved that take gas to electric clearly is
tough. You've got to have some gusto behind you. Like, I think some of these plug-ins from some of the known automakers have a much better chance. And like something like Fisker might be super innovative and have the best new thing, and we'll never get to know because people are like, I need to be able to go back to the Ford dealership with this car when something goes wrong with it. Even the Tesla model, where they kind of come to you. Like, no, we'll come to you. We'll come get the car. We'll, you know, whatever it is. It's like, that's just feels.
Do you love it, Bryn?
The ones that I've seen are really they're catchy. They
look no, I mean the Tesla.
The Tesla, and I love. Oh, I was talking about Fisker. Yeah, I love Tesla and the technology.
And he's an owner. And I have a friend who is a Tesla owner. He bought one, loved it so much, he bought a second one. And it's like
great.
It's a complete like give over to electric. He just went, yeah, I'm in. And this thing's great.
Well, I'm bummed because I have for over 10 years had my little, that first i3 BMW electric car. And I freaking love that car. Like, I would buy another one. And it's the thing is starting to fall apart. And they don't, there's nothing for it. They don't have the parts for it anymore. They don't have, you know, they're not making those anymore. It's a total bummer. And that's a major car company. So now imagine you splash out, you buy, what's it? Is it Lumion? The one that is Lucid, they're Lucid, $70,000 a car. They're just bleeding money.
That and Rivian.
Oh, Rivian. Is that the one?
I see Rivians around, and they're
beautiful.
Like
they look great.
I love all those cars.
Although, for me, a truck, I want the base model truck, and I want it to have a long enough bed that I can put stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting. I'm sorry to hear that about Fisker, and I'm really sorry to hear that about Tesla, because some friends, maybe even listening now, are like, yep, I'm getting my resume together. Yay.
Very sorry.
No one likes that.
Nope. Well, you're rolling, you know? You're rolling along, and then that happens.
And well, and especially if you like where you work and you believe in the product.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been stabbed in the butt?
I never have been stabbed in the butt. Thank you for asking.
Is that true?
Stabbed in the butt?
Right.
I've never been stabbed in the butt. I've never been stabbed. I mean, I have self-stabbed while cutting an avocado.
Oh.
But that's more of a slice, isn't it?
Yeah.
No stabbing.
Cops near Augusta, Georgia got a call about a domestic dispute Sunday night. Awful.
Mm.
Unfortunately, there'd been a stabbing. Mm. The victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again girlfriend when things turned physical. She grabbed a fork and stabbed him in the ass.
Oh man.
The cheek, I assume. Right? I'm going to say the cheek.
She told police.
For the watch.
I just poked his butt.
Oh.
He described it as a full-on stabbing.
Did he have to pull the fork?
They do say that he'll survive.
Oh. Mm. Well.
They have not specified specifically whether the stabbing was in the cheek or the middle. We don't know if she's good at darts or not.
Did she hit a bullseye is what your question is. Yeah, it's surprising that they don't have that. Hey, Bryn is super loud, in my humble opinion, Alex.
They could have arrested her for assault. But she left, and then the boyfriend decided, all right, fine, I'm not going to press charges. They did advise the man to get a temporary restraining order.
Oh.
But, you know, as a person who had a high school sweetheart, and we were, and I use that term very loosely, but we were on again and off again. And you know what? That ends up being off. It ends up off, and it should be off, and you should have taken the hint the first time you broke up.
Nah, you were drunk at a party. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but I'm saying like that.
And then you were drunk at another party.
Right.
And you sobered up and broke up, and then you were drunk at another party.
Telling everybody working the door, though, don't let this girl in. I'm here, so she shouldn't be. Or give me a heads up, and I'll leave. Next thing you know, we're back together.
Hi.
Hey.
Why do I keep letting this happen?
It's those breasts.
Oh, God.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510. Oh, they're blaming Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, for what?
Fisker is the car brand Ashton Kutcher backed a few years ago.
Oh.
And, you know, they're very unpopular at the moment.
At the moment.
Not Fisker, but Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton and Mila.
Oh, people are trying to hook them up with all the bad people.
The Fisker showroom at the Westfield Valley Fair Mall in San Jose. They have all the car models in there. I didn't know that.
Oh.
That's my mall.
Mm. You should go look.
Well, I mean, I say my mall very loosely. I don't go to the mall often.
Maybe they'll give you a deal.
I'm not a teen.
You get a deal on a Fisker.
I quit smoking cloves. Actually, I don't think they even... Do they sell cloves anymore?
I truly would not know the answer to that. I bet you at like a cigar shop or tobacco shop or something, whatever those things are called, smoke shop.
Anyway, long story short, I cut my bangs and I quit smoking cloves. I don't hang in malls. I go there to buy stuff occasionally. But that is the mall. I've never seen their Fisker showroom, but I'm sorry to hear that they may have to restructure. Oh, I'm pretty sure that car company's dealership is in Mill Valley.
Fisker?
Yes.
Oh.
Come on, Sarah.
I don't know about that. I've never seen. There's a Ferrari dealership in Mill Valley. Well, and a Porsche one.
Of course.
You know, I wonder if it's... I'm trying to think where they're all right there at 101. Maybe it's popped in there and I just haven't noticed it.
This next one says, sorry, I'm...
Yeah, you're...
I wrote my doctor, everyone, and said, these things don't work.
Give me something that will relieve my
cough. You better have gotten, you know, to the next tier of the free prizes these drug companies offer you for this, because you've just wasted my time. I hope you get the golf trip. But now, can you give me some actual cough medicine and not these dumb things?
What's the cough medicine that they make the Sizerp out of?
Sizerp?
Isn't that the stuff? The codeine?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if you... Do you tell your doctors that you're
I tell
alcoholic?
Them I cannot have alcohol in anything you offer me.
I wonder if you can have codeine.
I can.
Okay, that's good.
But I did tell them, I always tell them, give me as much as I need. I don't need a gallon and find myself playing games with that later.
Right.
And I also let people in my house know what I've brought home and leave it out in the open.
So it isn't like quietly disappearing.
Well,
I spilled it. I need another prescription for that.
As an addict, you well know the hidden cigarettes that you used to go. I have a stash that no one knows about.
Scissor.
Who is that? Lamar?
36 Mafia.
Hey, what's his name now?
You're asking me?
What now?
Marcus Osborne has it. Jamar.
Jamar.
Is that Jamar?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Scissor.
Spin on the
scissor.
Jamar.
Well, I want to plug him, but.
Oh, that's good.
I don't want to incriminate him. I don't know what he's up to.
Mo Betta Blues.
Mo Boogie Entertainment or something.
Whatever player is. That's always a hit. I love that song.
Balla Balla.
Yeah.
Is it cool if she call you?
Moolah, moolah,
coming to ya.
Why is this song not a hit? Why is it this worldwide?
415, well, because he keeps changing his name. We can't keep up with him. Yeah, I've been indecisive as to whether I should get an electric vehicle, and I've been deciding for about a year.
Mm.
And I think I'm going to go hybrid. I feel ya.
Yeah.
I feel ya. If everybody going... Yeah, we've got to go electric. Well, how about you give us a deal on that then? It is my money I'm spending on this thing. And yep. I do want to do right by the earth, but I also don't want to be in the parking lot at Whole Foods waiting in line to get to charge my car.
Yeah.
Not charging my car. Waiting in line to get to charge my
car. There's no way I can take my car any further than here. And I mean, I'm getting well under 100 miles round trip.
Yeah, I mean.
On that thing. There's
I'm under
no
50
way.
Miles with that BMW. Yeah, it's really low.
That but you listen to your stereo and
no, I think it's
you
how
can listen
fast
to your stereo.
You
it's how fast you go.
Yeah,
yeah. There are different modes. Mine has a 1 gallon gas.
All right.
Backup.
You ever use that though?
I never use that because I only ever take it back and forth to work. I just can't. I can't be in the Whole Foods parking lot waiting for my turn at the charger. I don't have all day for that. Playa.
Balla balla.
Most pharmacies do not fill codeine cough syrups anymore. It's probably because...
Oh, really? How do you get it then?
People drink it.
Oh, how do you...
Oh, the cough syrup is also called lean.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that, too.
Is that...
That's right.
Do they mean lean as in almost falling over?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good look, though, Ben.
So syrup is made from promethazine.
Oh. Lean. Promethazine.
We don't want to be pros at that, so.
No. Right. You know what? You're right. And we don't want to tell you the right answer either.
Oh, 415 says they don't even make codeine anymore.
Well, it was abused to that point.
Well,
amazing that they still
the
make
stuff.
Oxycodone. Huh.
Yeah. And you know what? They still give that out. I have a friend who had a, I forget what he did. Oh, it was like a surgery for that, what's that, Viking disease?
Yeah, the hand thing where your hand curls
up. They gave him stuff and he didn't take them all, but then he got a back pain and was like, oh, I took one of those. Because he had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people do stockpile those. And you, everybody's got that friend who gets migraines who's like, if you have any left over, please give them to me.
Oh.
Oh.
You have that friend?
I do.
Do you have more than one of those friends?
Just one.
Oh. So everyone's got to beware around the person who's like...
Well, you know, whenever anything happens, you're like, oh, I gotta go in for surgery or I gotta get this done. They always go, ask for oxycodone, whatever they, you know, whatever. Get me some oxy.
Wow.
You ever say to them, you know, that stuff's gonna undo your life. You're flirting with fire.
You know what's undoing her life? Her migraines.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has those too, and they're life-changing.
Yeah, they are.
Like, in the worst possible way.
They are. You are out of commission.
Paralyzed.
Mm.
Oof.
And not just paralyzed and laying there, you know, resting. You're in horrible pain.
Right, right. Anyway, I somehow went from too much time to I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Postie is more than just music.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.